.com. Good morning, friends, and welcome to a Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind, a frigid edition of What's on Your Mind as we take to the airwaves on this Thursday. I'm trying to find somebody above zero. Who's above zero in our Northern Plains listening area? Goose Egg in Fargo and everywhere else below zero. Can I find one temperature above? Oh, Thiefer Falls, Minnesota. Break out the suntan lotion. It's three with freezing fog in Thiefer Falls, Minnesota. Bismarck, six below. Minot, 8 below, Williston, 12 below, Tioga, 13 below, Sydney, Montana, 11 below, Devil's Lake, 3 below, Jamestown, 3 below, Grand Forks, 2 below, 0 in, I don't know, you decide, Fargo or Thief River, where are we going to break out the suntan lotion? The dig out continues, and it's winter, so we're used to this. But, if you ask me what we've endured the last couple of days, other than the treacherous road conditions, not nearly as bad as what's coming when you look at this forecast. Oh, my gosh. With the winds and the nighttime temps, we're talking some significantly cold weather, our first real frigid dose of weather here. So hopefully we can warm you up today on What's on Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. Topics and guests on the program later this hour will be joined by the superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools and a North Dakota State Representative. Tamara Uselman will be here. She is the superintendent. And Brenda Heller, who is a Republican legislator from Beulah. And they're going to talk about Common Core in the case of the superintendent. Who is right now implementing Common Core in the Bismarck school system, her perspective in favor of it, and in the case of Brenda Heller, opposed to it. But that is an issue that will not go away, so we're going to chat about that. Next hour, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here to talk about what he hopes his property tax task force will accomplish, and so we'll be tackling those debates today on the program. Steve and I have a little debate that started off there that we need you to help us kind of settle here today on the program. I always appreciate it when North Dakota makes national news because it generally is about the fastest job growth, lowest unemployment, the energy boom, something great happening in the ag sector or tourism, whatever. But yesterday we made news on the Drudge Report because of a woman from Horace, North Dakota, who'd been arrested on a felony drug possession and had a broken meth pipe in her private parts. All right? And I'm almost just sick to even bring this up. And when I first saw this story, I just thought it was tragic, sad, awful. And to me, the first thing I thought about is I hope anybody seeing this once again realizes the awful chains of addiction from methamphetamine. But a story has sort of emerged as sort of a side story on this of the people criticizing, in this case, the forum of Fargo-Moorhead for putting this out. 12,000 people have shared this story now. So it's gone viral. It's gone national. Drudge Report picks it up. And I'm having a hard time understanding why we're being critical of the newspaper, because this happened. They report news. It is shared 12,000 times, which to me vindicates them, but Steve thinks this is tabloid trash that has no place in the paper, right?
It's a legitimate story, right to the point that this poor woman has an addiction problem, and she made an error in judgment of where to hide her paraphernalia, and that's it. At the point that they write that headline, the way they write that headline, write that story, the way they write that story, throwing it all out there as much as they have, it teeters on sensationalism to me.
Headline, by the way, was Horse Woman Charged with Hiding Broken Meth Pipe in Blank. Blank being the medical term for her private parts. We'll keep it a family program here.
Which, I do have a medical background. I have used that terminology thousands of times in a medical sense. I don't want to read about it in my newspaper. I don't want to read about it online.
Well, 12,000 people shared this.
From a reputable news source.
12,000 people shared this. So are they all tabloid journalists too? Are we tabloid journalists for even talking about the darn thing? Or is it news? That's, I guess, the question we're asking.
It's more about the sensationalism to me.
And what does it say that this is shared 12,000 times? This is the big story. But on the other hand, it happened. It's like somebody made it up. Help, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Some folks already weighing in on Facebook on this, too. Keith in Minot has something he wants to share about something that's happening at a mall. Hello, Keith. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Yes, there's a fire up at the Arrowhead Mall in Minot. And there's a five-story building, something like that. There's flames coming out the top of it.
It's what it is. It was some apartments that are under new construction, and they're under fire right now. That's the story we're following this morning, and hopefully we'll have an update on that a little bit later on in the program. Find out some details on that. But the Arrowhead Mall itself is not on fire.
Okay.
Are you near there, Keith?
I just came through Minot about an hour ago.
I see, and you saw it, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got it. So it's the building adjacent to the Arrowhead Mall. Is that what you're saying, Steve? It's not the actual mall.
Correct.
It's not it. Well, okay.
But did you correct. See something different, Keith, or what?
No, it's like a 5 or 6 story building.
Yeah, that must be the apartment complex you're talking about that's under construction. Interesting.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thanks,
and
Keith.
It's burning from the top to the bottom. Oh.
Wow. Unfortunate situation there. And if anybody else is still in the area and want to let us in on what they're seeing there firsthand, please do. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Keith, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. All right, here's what some folks have to say about this question. We posted on our Facebook page. Good question. Are you doing the same thing for journalistic integrity or for my Facebook opinion comment? So are we being tabloidy here now? By asking the question of whether this is tabloidy? I don't know. Fair criticism, maybe. I don't think so.
I think I'd like to just say that we're trying to hold what should be a reputable news source to a higher standard. I don't know. Do you consider a radio talk show and and your local newspaper a little bit different? You know, we touch on a lot of subjects, and we go through a lot of subjects on a radio talk show, but there's a difference between what we do as radio talk show hosts and the program that we put out, as opposed to deep, in-depth journalism. I don't know. I expect a little bit more out of journalism. I don't consider myself a journalism, Scott. Do you? Or a journalist?
No, probably.
I don't even consider myself an in-depth news reporter. We do a news show. We do a newsworthy show, and we tackle news topics. I don't consider that in-depth journalism. I would expect a little bit more from a local newspaper that professes itself as a journalist and journalistic.
Here's some more comments. Jason says, too much detail about the bleeding, but otherwise good for the public shaming. Okay, is that the role of a newspaper? Is this good because now she's been publicly shamed? Is that what we, again, I see news value here because it happened. And Colleen says it well. She says you'd hope someone who hasn't done meth yet would see that and decide maybe it's not such a great idea. Hasn't deterred many hell-bent on destruction yet, but one can hope. And David says pathetic. Doesn't like the idea that it's news, I guess. And Bill says stupid is as stupid as does. She'll have a new roommate soon. It's sad. And
it is a sad story. And the only thing missing out of this story that would have made it sadder was two kids in car seats in the back seat.
Yeah, the comments of Colleen are probably closest to mine, in my view, that, okay, this is obviously anyone in this state is in the grips of a horrible addiction, and the fact that it happened and is news, you might read that headline. You might, you know. In other words, you think those 12,000 people that shared it because they want to say, oh, my gosh, isn't this horrible, awful? Look what meth addiction can do to you. Or are they doing it as a tee-hee, ha-ha, can you believe the, you know, where she's hiding the meth pipe, do you believe? My first reaction was, this is sad when I heard this. Now, I wouldn't share it because to me, I don't know. I just like, ugh, don't want to hear about it. But, you know, I'm guessing the majority of people that sharing it are sharing it for the tee-hee in it. Can you believe this woman named Smart, you know, has a meth pipe? You know where? Ah. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take a shower during the break. 228-0550, 800-228-0550. Give us some guidance here, folks. More on What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Your mind, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, and weigh in there. Of course, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the implementation of Common Core Education Standards. We're going to talk with Bismarck Superintendent of Public Schools, Tamara Uselman, and see some of the
the positives moving forward with Common Core, what she has seen as the administrator of the school district. Now the Common Core is in place in that district. Also, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller, Republican from Beulah, who is an opponent of Common Core. And we'll see where things shake out on that topic. You can always weigh in on that topic or any other. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's a little frightening to me when you start thinking about the difference between journalism and tabloid sensationalism, Scott. And to me, where the line is drawn, it asks a bigger question to me, because I do hold print media to a little bit higher standard from a journalistic standpoint, for the simple fact that they have the time to develop a story and get in depth and get that information that a lot of other media sources do not always have. To me, though, being that print media has somewhat turned into a dinosaur in this electronic age that we have, is it a little frightening to you, Scott? Because it is to me that they would turn to more sensational stories or sensationalism, trying to get a splash, getting things to go viral in the name of journalism, just to try to perpetuate something that some people consider as a dying part of the news media.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's no doubt that the newspapers in general are struggling to try and find that balance of, you know, online readers versus print readers, and how do you get attention. And, you know, again, going to be natural for them to try and put things on that are going to gain attention. And I guess that's what some people are saying, oh, this is just tabloid, you're just putting that out there. Well, I think that's really for the consumer to decide. That's why I'm asking the question. That's really the only reason I'm interested here, because I've seen a lot of criticism about this as being, oh, that's tabloid journalism. And I'm sort of saying, well, it happened. It is news, so when do you decide, okay, well, and I mean, sad as it is, that the circumstances of this, I mean, it's not unusual, I guess, for somebody to be arrested. In this case, she was arrested for a traffic incident and had prior convictions related to drug charges. Gets in the car, and then she's bleeding, and then, you know, they discover this meth pipe. So I guess the meth pipe is what made it, in other words, but for the meth pipe and where it was hidden, this wouldn't have been a story, because this happens fairly frequently. It would not have certainly been shared by 12,000 people. On the other hand, it's a pretty good illustration of the sad, sick, twisted things that meth addiction does to an individual. Is that news? Do you want to know that? I have a hard time criticizing a news organization for putting this out there when 12,000 people are sharing it. You know what I mean? I think, obviously folks think it's news. But I'm more curious from the audience. Do you think it's news, or do you think it's trash that you don't want to hear about?
Why are 12,000 people sharing it, though? Not because it's a story, a legitimate story that, oh, my gosh, look at this story. Look at this poor woman. Look at what meth does. No, it's a joke. It was a running joke. And that's why it was picked up by Drudge and some other sources. And that's why it was shared by 12,000 people. Not because of the newsworthiness of the integrity of the story. It was the sensationalism that, look at this idiot. And everybody got a laugh.
One of our previous guests, Jack Seaman, who's actually a candidate for the Libertarian Party in Congress, wrote a post about this yesterday, caught my attention. He said, I feel the need to speak out today. According to the forum's website, the article we've all seen today about the Horace woman who was arrested has been shared by, at the time it was 8,000 people, it's over 12,000 now. I find it offensive, he writes, that the forum stoops so low as to make a story as tabloid-worthy as this one news. It's not news. It's a sad story of a young woman's addiction to drugs and the resulting consequences. I'm not condoning her behavior, but how badly this will shame her, we will never know. Drug addict or not, she has friends and family, heck, a whole community, who now know all of these embarrassing details. The forum has a long history of putting mugshots and their accompanying stories on their website and paper. I think the forum can do better than this tabloid journalism. I hope and pray this young woman can get the help she needs and get her life together. End of rant, he writes. And tons of folks agreeing with him. saying this accomplishes nothing. I was married to someone who was arrested for something. I won't repeat it out of respect for him, and it made the papers. Reporters were calling my house, and afterwards we got nasty anonymous letters. It hurt the whole family. Well, I understand that, but I mean, anybody that's in a situation like this where you do something, in the case of this commenter, something that was embarrassing, they did it, didn't they? Right? She did this. To me, this just is a public service announcement for the ill effects of using meth and the very bizarre things that you will do. But it happened in a North Dakota city. And the nearest, daily newspaper wrote a story about it. Do we blame them? 12,000 people share it. Obviously, some folks think this is news. One emailer here says, that's not news. I'm sure the ER has seen that more times than they can even count, along with countless other similar things. All right. Mike, out in western North Dakota, wants to weigh in on this. Hey, Mike, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. I guess the details is probably what is the most frustrating part about it. You know, that part of it I don't think needed to be shared. But I think in our society, the further we get away from God, I think people have a tendency to want to post things that they think are funny, and there's no respect for anybody anymore. I've even seen it post, things posted on websites that people call themselves, God-fearing Christians that are, very, very questionable things. And that's just the things that we're running into today.
So you think this is an example of people sort of getting a good laugh, a jolly out of a horrible human tragedy?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, and everybody has their own skeletons that they can, find them out, and that isn't the only addiction out there. There's so many other addictions that people can hide pretty easily. People don't talk about pornography addiction and all that kind of stuff, that people can hide, and that's just as dangerous and bad for people,
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks for the take.
Well, let's go to David in Temple. David, what's on your mind today?
Well, on the plus side of that story there, up till now, I could not tell you where Horace was located in North Dakota, but I looked it up and now I know. So it had a geographical expansion moment for me.
I'm not sure Horace is proud of that, star on the map for that reason, but I take your point, David. Now you know.
Okay, thank you.
Now you know it's just south of West Fargo. But anyway, to Mike's point, the earlier call, he said, did we need to know where the meth pipe was hidden? Well, if that's what made it the story, right? Then it isn't a story. And it's just another...
Doesn't need to be in the headline.
Oh, my gosh. Common Core debate next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To turn the page, ladies and gentlemen, and move on to a different topic. Oh, gosh. Good thing we put that shower in the K-Fire What's On Your Mind studio, right, Steve?
Yes, for those occasions when we have to tackle these stories.
On your behalf, folks, we're here to do it. We're going to switch topics here and talk a little bit about Common Core, a topic that has been, it's been one we've heard from a lot of our audience about, and actually some of the Common Core standards are already being implemented, so we thought it a good time to say, okay, they're being implemented, and how are they working? And so from the educator perspective, Tamara Uzelman is here, the superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools. Tamara, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
And also, Brenda Heller is here. Brenda is a state representative, a Republican from Beulah, who's joined us previously on the program and is a critic of the Common Core standards. Brenda, good morning and welcome to you. Is Brenda there?
No, we do not have Brenda yet, so we're still looking for Brenda. She hasn't shown up yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So Brenda will join us momentarily as well. Let's start with what currently of the Common Core standards are being implemented in the schools right now. Could you just, Tamara, just... tell us of this effort actually in the classrooms, hitting the ground right now, interaction between teacher and students, what's actually being utilized?
I think I can do that for you. In Bismarck Public Schools, we've been working on standards for quite some time, and the Common Core standards came into play in our school system recently. So we took the Common Core standards, measured them up against our existing local standards that we had. Many of those local standards were state standards. And what we really found is that the standards on the Common Core were similar in great respect to what we already had, with one exception, and that was that there was more rigor in the Common Core. So really, some of our standards, for example, that might have been in 9th or 10th grade got pushed down into 8th grade because there's a higher rigor under the Common Core. But they were pretty similar. The other thing that is different in what we do today, that it's related to the standards, but it's not built within them necessarily, is our focus has changed over the last two decades in schools. Schools used to be more about sifting and sorting, particularly high schools. And now we operate under the simple paradigm that all kids will achieve all of them. So whether they are from a mud hut or a mansion, they deserve a high-quality education that gets them ready for their futures instead of, ready for our past. So we really are skilling kids up, all kids.
What level of involvement is there by the school board on each of those standards? In other words, I think a lot of the concern is that that this has been a national effort that through the guise of, state involvement would be, ultimately
handed down on high end, that there wouldn't be enough local decision-making on the actual standards. I mean, how much check and balance is, in your case, the Bismarck School Board on each of these standards?
Well, I'm a strong believer in local control. And so while I know that it's true that the standards are a national movement, I would argue that they aren't a national curriculum. But once the standards come down into the state and into the classroom and teachers are teaching them, our local control will always allow us to look at what's in the standards. So if someone has a problem with standards, we go right into them. We look inside the standards to find out what in there is toxic, what's wrong, what doesn't have value. And our school board is really conscious of community norms and community preference. So it would very quickly become a school board issue if there were inappropriate standards that were being taught.
Tamara, one of the biggest advantages I see with Common Core is the fact that we get everything on the same page. I look at so many, and the connection from K through 12 into higher education is where the biggest disconnect seems to be. You start getting into those freshman numbers, and we look at those enrollment numbers, and we look at the numbers of performance, and I've seen firsthand freshmen coming into universities in North Dakota that can't even write a college paper. They're not on the same page. To me, that's one of the biggest advantages of Common Core. What do you hope to see 2-3 years down the road with higher education?
Well, this will work its way through the system, but I think you're exactly spot on. We want to see kids ready for their futures. So the rigor that we have in our standards, and a good hunk of them are the Common Core, but a good hunk of them are local standards as well. We want to see our kids walk out the door and be successful, whether that's in the world of work or if they're going into college or the military. And right now, the standard that they all need, regardless of which direction they go, is the same. So all kids have to be highly skilled as they leave. And there are some things that standards do for us, and one of them is a guaranteed and viable curriculum. Thus, algebra will mean the same thing in every classroom across the district, the same level of rigor across the district. It can't be teacher dependent. I'll give you an example. When I was training for another state, not North Dakota, but I was training a group of teachers, and one teacher said to me, "I don't do fractions. I don't like them. I'm not comfortable with them." So I said, "Well, who teaches your kids fractions? Because that's what's assigned to your grade level." And she said, "I don't know. I'm not teaching them." We don't have that happen very much in our schools out here. We really want to have a pretty high and consistent standard, regardless of who's teaching, so that all kids get a quality experience, again, regardless of which building they go to. And there are some good benchmark measures. I think Representative Heller needs to be thanked. I know she supported the ACT as an exam for all kids in North Dakota. That's a really quality step to say, we're not just going to take the top 10% and test them on the ACT. We want to know that all kids, all of them, are getting a good education. And what that means then, you'll hear some criticisms that the standards are one size fits all. It's the exact opposite. I, as a teacher, if I've got 30 kids in my room and 20 of the 30 really catch on quickly and can move right through the high-level rigor, I have to keep them moving. They deserve to be challenged. Their parents pay taxes, too. But the 10 who are really struggling, I have to come up with another way to teach them. I have to figure out what will be the trick, what in my toolbox of teaching is going to help this group of kids learn. And so our teachers really become almost like doctors in that they analyze where a child is struggling and they prescribe a remedy. Let's try this and see if this is more helpful, because they're so darn determined, for example, that all kids will read at grade level, that all kids will have exemplary writing skills, that all kids can meet the high math rigor. And so it really has changed up to be a more individualized problem-solving method to get our kids skilled up, because we believe we have bright kids. And I know we have hardworking teachers, so we're building the system to support them.
Well, Tamara, let me ask that same question to Brenda. Brenda, you know, for me, the biggest advantage of Common Core is getting the kids on the same page to get to that next level. It's not about the K through 12 education as much as what it does for higher education and getting those kids on that same page so that they don't waste a year getting on the same curriculum when they get to college.
Right, Steve. First of all, I would like to thank you for having me here today. And I need to back up just a little bit and totally clarify that the biggest The first thing about Common Core state standards is they are not state standards. They are copyrighted standards that no one was able to change at all. No changes could be made in these standards by any state because they are copyrighted. Our state did look at them. They compared them to ours, but they were not able to change anything in them. So as far as moving ahead into college, what all of the research I have done on the math and English standards anyway in my research is that they are a downgrade to what was currently in most states. Some states, they probably are more rigorous, but in North Dakota, that is not the case. And even Dr. Milgram, he was a professor that would not sign off on the math standards. He quoted by saying that they are 2 years behind high-achieving countries. Calculus is not part of the Common Core, nor is trigonometry or pre-calculus. Another author of the Common Core math standards said that Common Core is only designed for entry-level jobs or a non-selective community college, not a four-year university. So experts after experts who have examined these standards, and I could go into the English language arts ones also, Dr. Stotsky, she's a professor that would not sign off on them. She said they're mediocre at best. The process used to develop them was non-transparent. The process now being used to develop the curriculum and tests is non-transparent. I have another article here that was written in Education Week by Anthony Cody. It is titled The Secret 60, Prepare to Write Standards for 50 Million. Of these 60, Secret 60, there was one teacher among them. If anybody wants to do their own research on this, it's in the Education Week written by Anthony Cody. It was a secret process void of input from students, parents, or teachers. So I can't even get past having these standards in the high school, much less figuring out how they're going to affect college kids.
Well, here's my question for Tamara, based on what Brenda just said. You'd given an illustration of where a standard is deemed to be toxic by the local school board. You could bounce it. And what Brenda's just said is that there's no option. They are what they are. So can you give us an example where the Bismarck School District has said, no, we don't like that standard, and we're going to bounce it?
I can't, and I really would invite people to go into the standards and read them to find out what they think isn't appropriate. I would tell you that we have standards, and we teach calc, we teach trig, we have advanced placement courses all over the place here at Bismarck Public Schools. We have kids taking dual credit at the high school and the college level. So while the Common Core standards will give us some things that must be common across the district, they're not all inclusive of what we teach. And that's the important thing about local control, that we want to be able to maintain all kinds of things, including the Common Core. So I don't, that doesn't play out here that way. I also don't believe there's a downgrade in rigor. I would invite any parent to come into their child's 11th and 12th grade math class and see if it looks like what they did when they were in 11th and 12th grade math. It just simply is a much higher rigor. Even in middle school, it's a much greater rigor. And parents know that as kids are working on their schoolwork.
Well, I would like to add here that there is several experts that have examined these standards that are federal standards that are being implemented in all the states. And they have called this a huge, risky experiment on our kids in public education. It's never been tested. It's never been tried. Not even in a select few schools has this been issued out and tried. It's an experiment on all of our nation's kids is what it is.
We're talking with Brenda Heller, representative from Beulah, also superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools, Tamara Uselman, on Common Core. You can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakker with Scott Hennen, and this is What's in Your Mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have 2 heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Six below in Bismarck at this hour with a west northwest wind at 15. Fargo 0 with a west wind at 18. Grand Forks blowing snow and 3. Minot right now, 7 degrees with some haze and winds much calmer in Minot out in the patch. Williston at 11. Tioga, 13 degrees. That's below, by the way. Minuses everywhere. Continuing our conversation on Common Core, our final segment here on this topic. And we're joined by the Superintendent of Public Schools in Bismarck, Tamara Uzelman, and Brenda Heller, who's a state representative, herself an educator, Republican from Beulah. Some calls waiting, but Tamara, I want to quickly give you a chance to respond to the idea that this is an experiment on our kids.
Representative Heller quoted some experts, and I mean, I don't want to get into a rock fight. You can have experts on each side, and you can find information on the web that's and support one side or the other. But I'm actually in our classrooms every single week, and I can tell you that our standards are working here. They're working well because hardworking, wise teachers are implementing them with kids. They're measuring kids' growth, and then they really are working hard, like I said, to accelerate those who've got it and are ready to move on and diagnose the issues with those who are struggling to learn to read or to write at grade level or to do high-level math. So, again, there's experts here, there, and everywhere, but I just really like to see what's happening right in my own system, and I see it working.
Let's take some calls for our guests here. Virginia Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
This is for Brenda Hiller. Brenda, we hear about and read about information they want to compile on our children and put somewhere, someplace. Can you address that? Is that true, or are we just reading something that's not true? Thank you.
Yeah, that's called the data that's going to be collected on the kids. And if, the state of North Dakota did sign up with the Smarter Balance Consortium. And if you have signed up with that consortium, your child's data, the federal government will have access to it. And InBloom Incorporated is planning to collect about 400 student and teacher data points going back to 2006, some of which are highly sensitive. InBloom will operate the database and control the information. Their website, if you go to their website, it states that security cannot be guaranteed. If you take the Smarter Balance test, the federal government will have access to your child's data. And right now, they say they're only collecting, benign things that really don't matter. But things that we signed on with Smarter Balance, they said whenever we want more data, you are required to give it to us. And so far, they have not made it public, the data that they are going to require. So this is an evolving thing. And I also want to comment on those Common Core standards once again. The advocates are continuing to say that the standards are not a curriculum. They're merely standards. But it is clear that the curriculum must be lined up with the tests. So teachers will be compelled to teach to the test. A report by the UCLA-based National Center for Research on Evaluation Standards and Student Testing concluded educators will align curriculum and teaching to what is tested, and what is not assessed will be largely ignored. Bill Gates was the largest financial contributor to Common Core. He made this statement at a national conference of state legislators. He said, "We will know we've succeeded when the curriculum and the tests are aligned to the standards." So we're not going to put this frog in boiling water and everybody's going to start screaming. The frog's starting out in cold water. The heat is slowly being turned up. And when the heat is on, people are going to realize that this is not a good mandate from the federal government.
Tamara, does Bismarck participate in the Smarter Balance data collection?
Well, just a quick comment on the frog in the pot. Local control would say if your frog is getting boiled, you'd yank it out of the pot. Bismarck Public Schools would participate in the Smarter Balance. Now, Smarter Balance is collecting a lot less data than the ACT test, which I mentioned earlier, a ton less. There's also a federal regulation called FERPA, where you have student data or data at the student level just can't be publicly shared. The Smarter Balance will collect global information on gender, on race, on grade level, on high school, on course enrollment, qualification for title services. So that's a global snapshot. Anything to do with students would be related to a student number, but not a student name and that kind of thing. So I think Representative Heller is wise to warn us to always watch our data, and we take that pretty seriously.
Let's get one other quick call in here if we can here. Tom Jamestown, quickly for our guests. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'd just like to make some comments about the Common Core. I don't think the Common Core standards by themselves are really that bad, and I think schools should have the option to take what's in the Common Core and then utilize it. If Bismarck School is doing a great job without the Common Core in those areas, then why should they be forced, so to speak, to take the accept the Common Core standards and try to implement them if they're already doing a great job?
All right, Tom, let me ask that question. We're up against the clock here, so I want to just quickly ask Tamara, are you forced to use these?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the word force. We've examined them. We've aligned vertically the Common Core and horizontally across the grades. We want to use quality standards with our kids, so we're using what's quality. Again, my question back would be, what specifically in the standards, what specific standards do people have issues with? Because we should take a look if there are specific things in the standards that
all
are
right.
bad.
We're going to have to leave it there. This is obviously a topic that's not going away. We scratch the surface again today on how it's being implemented in our schools locally. We'll continue to follow the story. Thank you both for joining us.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.